from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, this is rough, and you're on hand for it, Mike, at Atlanta United's game. They were back at home against Charlotte FC and were dealt a fifth straight home loss, home match loss.
A tough so one
three
to watch.
3-2. I caught this at home, too, and I was thinking about you there, and that had to have been difficult because you thought they were going to come back.
You did.
Extra time.
And honestly, this game had that feel of they missed a couple of, I don't want to say easy shots earlier, but there were some goal-scoring opportunities early in the game for Atlanta United. Couldn't put them home. I believe Saba was on one of them. And just a couple of balls in the box they couldn't quite put home, and the timing wasn't there. And then you finally get on the board, and things are looking good, and yet the whole game got turned on its head. And look, the expected goals from Charlotte were under one, and they scored three. And so it seemed like every time that Charlotte got in the box, they were able to put it home, and United was the opposite. They kept in the box time after time after time and goal scoring opportunities, and you just could never put it home. So frustrating to watch, even more frustrating to be in the building for, because I mean, let's be honest, United, this whole organization is hyping Charlotte as a rival up the road. I don't think that's a natural thing. Let me just put it that way. I don't think that anybody's saying, well, Charlotte's a rival. I think that's just a natural rivalry city in terms of Atlanta. They're right up the road, the I-85 rivalry, whatever you want to call it. But the 300 level was open. Even the graphics people at the bench yesterday made sure to not put Charlotte. They put visitors on everything. They off-centered the logos on the scoreboard.
That home winless streak, by the way, it's six.
But remember, they started this. Their owner stood up there the day they talked about their franchise and started taking shots at the city of Atlanta and the team down here. And
I worked there briefly for a second, so yeah, I definitely recall.
Yeah,
and all of that happened.
And so when you do that, you know, it creates that, you know, we're gonna treat you like that. They did the same the Falcons when the Saints are here, they do the visitor thing. I get what you're saying. To me, that game was turned on its head yesterday with the VAR call, which was not based. And I talked to my.
I would love to hear from you because I was there. I didn't see the actual VAR replay.
So my boy Jorge, who's a Shift listener and part of our EW Lib group, shout out to him. He's a huge Atlanta United fan. He's a season ticket holder. He goes to every game. He said from his vantage point, and he sent me the picture where he was at. He thought it was in.
Yeah.
However, Jorge was not a part of the conversation with VAR and the referee, and the TV angles were, and there was not one angle from the TV. The angle they used did not conclusively say that was a goal. That's the problem. I tend to side with what like guys like Jorge say they're there. They're like, oh, look, look like went into me. But when you don't call it a goal on the field, and then you use an angle with VAR and it doesn't conclusively say that goal was in, the ball was in, then I don't know why you change the call. That's the point of that's what it's supposed to be. Despite that, it still would have been, if that goal was taken away and then the rest of the game plays out identically the way it did, it wouldn't have it if it did. You still tie a team. You should have beat a home based off the best win in years for the team. So it's not the response you were looking for after Wednesday.
No, it wasn't. It was very much a letdown. One of the things that I think a lot of United fans will be focused on, at least in the coming days and coming weeks, Josh Cohen starts in goal last night over a healthy Brad Guzan. Now, yeah. You remember he played Wednesday because Brad Guzan's coming off the red card last weekend, but
he played well.
Gonzalo Pineda made the move yesterday to start Josh Cohen in goal and saying it was, you know, he didn't want to change much. He liked the attitude and liked the effort Wednesday and didn't want to change much coming off the game against Miami. And so look, man, none of these were incredible strikes. I'm not saying they're Josh Cohen's fault, but none of these were like, you know, deep shots hitting the side of the net off the, you know, in the upper 90. They were just goals that were put back home. And you mentioned it, the own goal was kind of the undoing of United, but just a frustrating day to be in the building yesterday overall. Just they had a lot of supporters there, and shout out to them, made the trip down, and were able to come away with a victory, man. And it just left a sour taste in everybody's mouth at that game yesterday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.